Chapter 36. When your avatar gets killed, your screen doesn't fade to black right away. Instead, your point of view automatically shifts to a third-person perspective, treating you to a brief out-of-body replay of your avatar's final fate. A split second after we heard the thunderous boom, my perspective shifted, and I found myself looking at our three avatars, standing there frozen in front of the open gate. Then, an incinerating white light filled the world, accompanied by an ear-splitting wall of sound. It was what I'd always pictured being fried in a nuclear blast would be like. For a brief moment, I saw our avatar's skeletons suspended inside the transparent outlines of our motionless bodies. Then, my avatar's hit point counter dropped to zero. The blast wave arrived a second later, disintegrating everything in its path. Our avatars, the floor, the walls, the castle itself, and the thousands of avatars gathered around it. Everything was turned to a fine, atomized dust that hung suspended in the air for a second before slowly settling to Earth. The entire surface of the planet had been wiped clean. The area around Castle Anorak, which had been crowded with warring avatars a split second before, was now a desolate and barren wasteland. Everyone and everything had been destroyed. Only the third gate remained, a crystal doorway floating in the air above the crater where the castle had stood a moment before. My initial shock quickly turned to dread as I realized what had just happened. The Sixers had detonated the cataclysm. It was the only explanation. Only that incredibly powerful artifact could have done this. Not only had it killed every avatar in the sector, it had even destroyed Castle Anorak, a fortress that, until now, had proven itself to be indestructible. I stared at the open gate, floating in the empty air, and waited for the inevitable final message to appear in the center of my display, the words I knew every other avatar in the sector must be seeing at this very moment. Game over. But when words finally did appear on my display, it was another message entirely. Congratulations! You have an extra life! Then, as I watched in amazement, my avatar reappeared, fading back into existence in the exact same location where I died a few seconds earlier. I was standing in front of the open gate again, but the gate was now floating in midair, suspended several dozen meters above the planet's surface, over the crater that had been created by the destruction of the castle. As my avatar finished materializing, I looked down and realized that the floor I'd been standing on earlier was now gone. So were my jet boots and everything else I'd been carrying. I seemed to hover in mid-air for a moment, like Wile E. Coyote in the old Roadrunner cartoons. Then, I plummeted straight down. I made a desperate grab for the open gate in front of me, but it was well out of reach. I hit the ground hard and lost a third of my hit points from the impact. Then, I slowly got to my feet and looked around. I was standing in a vast, cube-shaped crater, the space where the foundation and lower basement levels of Castle Anorak had stood. It was completely barren and eerily silent. There was no rubble from the destroyed castle, and no wreckage from the thousands of spaceships and aircraft that had filled the sky a few moments ago. In fact, there was no sign at all of the grand battle that had just been fought here. The cataclysm had vaporized everything. I looked down at my avatar and saw that I was now wearing a black t-shirt and blue jeans, the default outfit that appeared on every newly created avatar. Then, I pulled up my stats and item inventory. My avatar had the same level and ability scores I'd had previously, but my inventory was completely empty except for one item, the quarter I'd obtained after playing my perfect game of Pac-Man on arcade. Once I'd placed the quarter in my inventory, I hadn't been able to remove it, so I'd never been able to have any divination or identification spells cast on it. I'd had no way of ascertaining the quarter's true purpose or powers. During the tumultuous events of the past few months, I'd forgotten I even had the damn thing. But now I knew what the quarter was, a single-use artifact that gave my avatar an extra life. Until that moment, I hadn't even known such a thing was possible. In the history of the Oasis, there was no record of any avatar ever acquiring an extra life. I selected the quarter in my inventory and tried again to remove it. This time, I was able to take it out and hold it in the palm of my avatar's hand. Now that the artifact's soul power had been used, it no longer possessed any magical properties. Now, it was just a quarter. I looked straight up at the crystal gate floating 20 meters above me. It was still sitting there, wide open. But I had no idea how I was going to get up there to enter it. I had no jet boots, no ship, and no magic items or memorized spells. Nothing that would allow me to fly or levitate, and there wasn't a single stepladder in sight. There I was, standing a stone's throw from the third gate, but unable to reach it.